Where are we up to?
Youth
base, yeah? Thank you very much. Yeah. We're short. Paragraph Youth base. Page 352. In the second half of Likutei Halachos, second volume of Likutei Halachos Or HaChaim, it's Hilchos Birchos Sora'iyah Brachos Protius, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Beis. Rav Nosson Zal begins, Ulevayer Ho'inyan Yoiser, in order to explain the subject that we started discussing here regarding the sun and the moon and Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, Tzrichin Lahatik Maimar Chazal Bozeh Mik B'Gemara, we have to quote a statement from the Gemara regarding this issue, Ulevaro iktsas kefiyad Hashem atoiv olenu, and to explain it a little bit in the manner that Hashem will help us. Vezeh l'shoin ha-Gemara. This is the wording in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Samach Amid Beis, page 60 on the second side. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi Romi. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi asked the following question. Vayas elikim eshnei hamoirois hagdoilim. There's one pasuk in the beginning of Bereishis that says Hashem created the two large lanterns, uksiv, and then immediately afterwards it says es hamoyer hakoton, and the smaller lantern. So he asks, this seems to be a contradiction. First you tell me two large lanterns, and a moment later you tell me the small lantern. So the Gemara explains. Omro Yoreach Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the moon came before Hashem and said, Ribono Shel Olam, Efshir L'Shnei Malochim Sheishtamshu BeKeser Echod? Is it possible, is it reasonable for two kings to be serving with one crown? Meaning, you can't have two lanterns of equal size, like, you know, serving side by side. Omar Lo, Hashem responded to the moon, you're right, L'chi Umati Atzmeich. So therefore you step down. You shrink in size. You become smaller. Amar lefonav, so the moon came back and said, Ribono shel olam, hoil v'amarti lefonecha dover hogon, am I atzmi? Hashem, just because I came with a good, reasonable statement, I have to be shrunken? Omar lo, Hashem said to the moon, you're right. Lechi u'meshoili bayom u'balayla. Therefore, I'll give you a consolation, like we'll make you feel better, in that you're going to be serving both by day and by night. Omar le, so the moon said to Hashem, Ma rabusi deshraga batira mai mahani. What kind of consolation prize is that? A candle at during the day helps. You know, the moon compared itself to a candle. A candle by day, you know, serves a purpose. Omar lo, so Hashem said to the moon, Zili limni b'cho Yisrael, yomim v'shonim. You know what? In order to make you feel better, the Jews, the Jewish people, are going to use you, the moon, to count their days and years. The Klal Yisrael is going to work on a lunar calendar, a calendar based on the moon, and that should make you feel better. Omar lo, so the moon said to Hashem, Yoimonami Iev Shadolimanu Beit Tukufta. So what? The sun also, the seasons are measured by the sun. Tchsiv Vahoyu Laoisois Ulamoyadim Ulayomim Vishonim. As the Pasuk says in the beginning of Bereishis, that when it speaks about the sun and the moon, it says that Hashem created these two to be used to base the calendar on. Holidays, the calendar to count years. So Hashem came back and said, Zil likru tzadiki bishmecha. Okay, in order to make you feel better, there are going to be great Jewish leaders that are going to be called by the same title as you. Just like you're called the small lantern, Moir HaKoton, there are going to be tzadikim that are also going to be called Koton. Yaakov HaKoton, Shmuel Yaakov Avinu, who is referred to as the smaller brother, the baby brother, you know, of Esav. Shmuel HaKoton, David HaKoton. So this is what Hashem said to the moon to make the moon feel better. The Gemara continues, Chazye doloy meyas v'daito. Hashem saw that after all of this, the moon still wasn't satisfied, the moon still wasn't consoled. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem said, you know what? Haviu kaporo olai shemiatati asereich. The Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, is going to bring a special sin offering, a special korban chatas, every Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the lunar holiday, right? Rosh Chodesh is when the moon is reborn. Every Rosh Chodesh, Klal Yisrael, is going to bring a sacrifice to atone for the fact that I shrank the moon. Now, it's Kaviyochel, Hashem was acknowledging and admitting, as if, you're right, I did a terrible thing to you that I shrunk you, I'm going to send you an apology note once a month. V'hainu domar Reish Lakish, and this is what Reish Lakish said, Ma nishtano soer shel Rosh Chodesh, shenemar boi l'Hashem. Why is it that whenever the Torah speaks about sin offerings, korban chatos, it always calls it seir chatos? That's all. And it's only when it speaks about the sin offering that was brought on Rosh Chodesh is it called soer usir chatos l'Hashem, a sin offering for Hashem. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Soir ze yehei kaporo al shemiatati aseyorech. This sin offering, which the Jewish people will bring on Rosh Chodesh in the Beis HaMikdash, this is on my behalf, Kaviyochel. This is not for the Jewish people. This is Kaviyochel, a soir being brought to atone for the fact that Kaviyochel Hashem did this to the moon. Hashem shrank the moon, supposedly, not totally legitimately. You know, not that the moon committed any crime to deserve to be shrunken. Ad kan l'shoin ha-gemora. This is the wording in the Gemara in Chulin there. And Rav Nosson Zal says, V'hamaymar hazeh hu kuloi tomua. This story in the Gemara is obviously incredible. V'niflo v'nel amoid. It's wondrous and it's obviously incredibly hidden. There's something very, very deep here. Karsher nidchaku kol ha-meforshim limtzu boi ezer remez dak bi'alma kemachat sitkis. As we find all the commentaries in the Gemara struggle to try to find some type of understanding, some type of interpretation of this Gemara, like a tiny needle hole. You know, they're trying to find the tiniest iota of understanding that we could have of what this discussion is all about. Kiyodua sheze ha-maymar hu me'imkei soide satoiro me'inyin pegima salavona umalua v'tikuna, because it's known that this story in the Gemara is among the deepest, carries in it among the deepest, deepest secrets of the Torah regarding the defectiveness of the moon and the filling out of the moon and the tikkun of the moon, whereby the majority of the Kabbalah, of the secrets of Kabbalah, are tied into this topic, are based on this and tied into this. V'keser Torah munach lakoil. Rav Nosson Zal says, the Gemara tells us that the crown of Torah is available to whoever wants, meaning kohuna is reserved for kohanim. But in interpreting the Torah, studying the Torah, interpreting Torah, that's available to any Jew. Ve'ene afani chelki b'miut anius sichli. And therefore, I would like to offer my commentary on this with my limited knowledge. B'satzumois ois noirois gadlus Gedula sahagdomois hanizgovois hanifloois hamukois moid shekibalte me'at mara kodesh v'noriz erzal rucha. And what I'm bringing to the table is the most powerful, most awesome, greatest introductions in the world, with of the most incredible depth and exaltedness, which I was privileged to receive from my rabbi, from Rabbeinu Zal. Asher im hoyo libenu pasua kelibon shel rishonim, whereby if our hearts were open like the hearts of the earlier tzaddikim of hundreds of years ago, hayinu yicholim leile chulavar kol haTorah kulo shebichsav ubalpeh al pi drush echod shegila b'hasagosoy hagavoya vanelma ma'oid ma'oid adin soif ein tachlis. We would have the ability to explain and clarify and interpret the entire Torah, the entire written Torah, and the entire oral Torah with each and every single lecture of Rabbeinu Zal. Each and every single chapter on Likutei Moran could serve as a commentary on the entire Torah, the entire Torah Shebichsav, the entire Torah Shebaal Peh, Kasher Nishma Mipiv HaKodesh Zal, as I heard clearly from Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal made this clear to us that his shiurim are of such a level of depth, the Torah and Likutei Moran are on such a level that they can mamish be used to bring brand new clarity to every single facet of the Torah. V'madayin loy zachinu lozeh b'avanesen rabim, and if unfortunately we are not yet on that level, you know, to be able to take each and every single chapter in Likutei Moran and use it as a commentary to clarify the entire Torah. Im kol ze kol ma shef shalachter v'limtzei b'torasen hakdosh al pi yisodos v'hakdosh ha'roim. Still, despite that, whatever we do have the ability to search, to investigate, and to find, and bring clarity to the Torah, using the foundations, the awesome holy foundations which Rabbeinu Zal gave us, you know, with his teachings. Obviously, it's our mitzvah, it's our privilege to use all of our powers to do this, you know, to try to achieve the greatest understanding we can of Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, and to use his teachings to bring the highest degree of clarity to all part, you know, any part of the Torah that we can. Ki kol ma shenizke lechadish b'Torah al pi hagdomos kedoshe shaloi. Because whatever we will succeed in bringing forth new revelations in Torah using the introductions, using the foundations that we got from Rabbeinu Zal, yenim shochem v'nizgalan al yidei zeh mayone ha-yeshua v'koil. This will reveal and bring forth to Klal Yisrael wellsprings of salvation. Eitzos niflois, unbelievable advice, v'hisoirus nifla, an incredible inspiration, umusr haskel amiti, and real things that'll awaken and inspire and encourage every single Jew, lahachyos nefoshos rabos adein tachlis, to be able to give new life to thousands of Jews, mitzashem, ve'ein laharich bozeh lo iskim edvorav hakdoshim. I don't need to elaborate any further to those people who are familiar with Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim, to those people who are learning these Sforim. Vihine al pianal yivuramat. Based on what we started discussing earlier, we'll understand a little bit what's going on here. Ki omro yoreach yevshu lebeiz malochim lishtamish b'keser echot. The moon came forth and said, it's impossible for two kings to share one crown. Meaning again, to have two lanterns of equal size, equal stature, equal. Ki yeh kena b'neihem, because then there'll be jealousy between them. V'yeh achiza lohorayin shemapil shikho. And as we learned earlier, when there's kena results in ra'ayin, which results in shikha. That throws a forgetfulness into the world. That destroys the zikoron d'kedusha. Ki ze yodua, because it's a known item, she'oir ho'einayim, vo'oir hacham of halavona, heim b'china achas. That the light, the ability of a human being to see, and the light of the sun and the moon are one concept. Ki ikar re'iyas oyer ho'ayin hu al yidei sheyesh oyer hameir shelachama v'alavono shal yoda magia oyer elayin lirois. The ability for the eye, the human eye, or the animal eye, to do what it needs to do is obviously dependent on the light of the sun or the moon. When they are operating, they make it possible for the human eye to be able to see and do its thing. And this is why it says in Nishmas, which we recite on Shabbos morning, Ve'einenu me'irois kashemesh v'yareach. Our eyes give forth light like the sun and the moon, meaning our eyes are dependent on the sun and the moon. V'alkein pegam hora'ayin, shu pegam ho'einayim, noigea elacham v'alavona. Therefore, this concept that we spoke about earlier, the concept of Ayin Horo, as it's called, or Ra Ayin, is something that is directly related to the sun and the moon, specifically. That's why out of all the items in creation, that such an issue came up, that there came up this powerful debate, this problem, this power struggle. You know, the most appropriate place is the sun and the moon, because that's where this concept of Ra'ayin comes to play. It's not referred to as Regel Ra or Beten Ra. It's a concept of Ra'ayin that we know. It applies, and the eyes are directly associated with the sun and the moon. The Iker El Halavona. And the main one that's involved here is the moon, Shehuchruchu L'Ismait Al Yidei Zeh, which was forced to be lessened as a result of this problem, as a result of this issue of Ra'ayin and Kina, the moon was forced to step down. Ki hi hoysa misyores mehorayin, because the moon is the one that said, I'm concerned about this, I'm worried about a problem of Ra'ayin. If you have two equal, there's always going to be conflict. That's why the moon complained and said it's impossible to have two kings serving with one crown. Otherwise, there'll be a tug of war always. Hashem responded to her, "Lechi umat yatzmeich." Okay, go and shrink yourself. Ki me'achar shato misyore mehorayin. Because since you're worried about this problem of Ra'ayin, bevadai ato mukhruch lamayit atzmecha. Therefore, you are the one who has to lessen yourself. Ki mi she'ein loy koyach lamoid keneged hora'ayin, hu tzorech levroyach mimenu. Kemavur batoy ranal, al maimar abashol, ayin shom bois dalid. Because any a person who is afraid of or feels vulnerable to Ra'ayin, Rabbeinu Zal says in Likut Imran in chapter 55, which this halacha is based on, in paragraph Dalet, Rabbeinu Zal says there, the person has to run. The person has to run to escape it. A person who feels vulnerable to Ra'ayin and he's afraid of it, must run away from it. Mavur Shom Kol Zeh Heitev, Rabbeinu Zal explains this very well over there. Ukvar Mavur, and it's been explained already, She'ikra Hora'ayin, Shemapil Shikha, Humizgaber Al Zikoroin Beprotius, Shehu Bechinas Oyer Halavona. We discussed earlier, we spoke about Zikoron Beklolius and Zikoron Beprotius. We spoke about the concept of Zikoron Digdusha on a general level. The concept of a person being conscious of the fact that there's a creator, a Hashem, on a general level. And then we spoke about a person applying it to every detail in their lives. That was called Zikaron Dikdusha Beprotius. And we mentioned earlier that Zikaron Dikdusha Beklolius corresponds to the sun. Zikaron Dikdusha Beprotius corresponds to the moon. So Rav Nosson Zal is reminding us here, we mentioned earlier that the Ra'ayin, which imposes a shikha on the person, affects more so the Zikaron Beprotius, which is the light of the moon. Ki oyer hachama ulevona heim bechinas oyer hazikoron beklolius ubeprotius kanal. Because we learned earlier, two pages back, that the concept of the sun and the moon are tied into these two concepts of zikoron dikdusha on a general level and zikoron dikdusha on a proti level, on a very detailed level. Veze biatzmoi bechinas hagdolas hadas. This is tied in also to two concepts that are mentioned in chapter 54 in Likut Imran there. I'm sorry, what we said earlier, the story of Abba Shol was mentioned, I believe, in chapter 55 in Likut Imran, possibly. And what we're speaking about here is chapter 54 in Likut Imran. The concept of Hagdola Sadas, a person trying to broaden their knowledge and broaden their consciousness. And we spoke about tzimtzum, the concept of a person also knowing to constrict and limit, is also a concept of the sun and the moon, a concept of this zikoron beklolius and zikoron beprotius. Ki kol bechina klula mikol habechinas kiyadua, because it's a known rule in the concepts of Kabbalah that each item is composed of everything else, is a composite of everything else together also. Ukemoi shekosavnu zois kama pama, as we've mentioned many times. Ki bahazikoron haproti biatzmoi. Because when we discuss this concept of the detailed awareness of Hashem, the Zikaron deKedusha beProteus, Shehu Hashem Yisborach Metzamtzem Atzmoi, which is the concept of the fact that we believe and we see that Hashem shrinks himself, Kavyachol, every day, and sends us messages to each and every single person in whatever place they're in, at whatever time they're holding. Hashem sends messages to be makar of that person to him. L'rameis ramozim, shonot tzrichem lahagdel datenu bazeh. And we said that each and every person has to try to understand these ramozim. Yesh bozeh beiz bechinois. There are two aspects in how the person has to function. Dahainu hagdola sadas. On one hand, the person has to open his mind wide, open his eyes wide, and open his mind wide to broaden his horizons and to try to understand this as much as he can. Vehatzimtzum. And yet, at the same time, to remain within certain boundaries, certain limitations. Kedei shlo yetze hamoya chutz mi'agvul. So that the person doesn't blow himself away. So that the person doesn't take these things too far and try to understand too much or get destroyed in the process, chas v'shalom, in this type of consciousness of Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas chama u'levona. This is tied into the sun and the moon. Ki oyer hachamo hu b'chinas hagdola sadas. Because the sun, compared to the moon, the sun represents a concept of broadening one's knowledge, you know, brightening the light. V'oyer halavona hi b'chinas hatzimtzum ki yedua. And the moon, compared to the sun, is referred to as a tzimtzum, as a constriction, something small in comparison. V'zeh b'yatzmoy b'chinas klolius uprotius. This itself is a concept of a general level versus a detail level. Ki hagdolas hadas shemagdilen datoy lohovno remozim. Because the fact that a person tries to broaden their understanding and tries to understand as much as possible in terms of what messages Hashem is sending them, zehu b'chinas klolius. That's a general level. V'hatzimtzum hu b'chinas proteus. Shehu ma sheshem izborach metzamtzem atzmoy me'ein soif ad ein tachlis v'chulu, etc. And the concept of applying it to every specific incident in my day and in my life and in how I'm interacting with people and everything, that's this concept of proteus. Shekemoy kein onu tzrichen gam kein b'hagdolas hadas shelonu litzamtzem sichleinu, whereby every single Jew needs to know that as much as it's a mitzvah for him to expand his mind and expand his awareness of Hashem and his consciousness of Hashem, he has to do it with tzimtzum. He has to know his place and his level, and he has to make sure he's operating within his level and his place. Because if he tries to do it on his rabbi's level or on the level of some rabbi, you know, he'll get blown away, you know, he'll blow himself up, chas v'shalom. Nimtzo, shechamo ulevono, heim bechinas zikoren bechlal ubeprat. Shehu biatzmoi bechinas hagdola sadas vatzimtzum. So therefore, in terms of representation, the concept of the sun versus the moon ties in beautifully to what Rabbeinu Zal spoke about on Likutei Moran, about the concept of zikoren dikdusha on a klali level, versus Zikaron deKedusha on a prati level, which ties in beautifully to the concept of Hagdolas Hadas versus Tzimtzum Hamoichen. V'alkein Yisroel Moinen Lelevono V'umoisoy Lemoinen Lechama. This will clarify to us why it is that the Jews follow the lunar calendar especially, and Lahavdil, the other nations, follow the solar system, the solar calendar. Ki hatzimtzum hu bechinas emuna. Because whenever we speak about sechel versus emuna, versus faith, sechel is a concept of the sun. Chochma sodom to'ir ponov. Chochma, sechel, is always referred to as light. And emuna, faith, is always referred to as a concept of tzimtzum, concept of a person knowing that I don't understand completely. I can't see clearly. Faith in what I don't see, what I don't understand completely. Ki atzimtzum hu b'chinas emuna. Ki b'mokoyim she'ein yecholen lohovin, tzrichen letzamtzem sichloi velismoi chalemuna. Because when a Jew is studying religion, when the person comes to places where they can't understand, they're forced to switch over to faith, to belief. Vze ikar shlemus kedushas Yisrael. And this is the essence of the holiness and the specialness of the Jewish people. Ki heim ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. Because we are referred to, our greatest badge of honor as Jews is that we're called ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. We are believers who are descendants of believers. V'alkein heimoinen la'levona. And this is why Klal Yisrael favors the moon. We count, we follow the lunar calendar. Shehi b'chinas tzimtzum, b'chinas emuna. The moon represents tzimtzum, the moon represents emuna. Ki am kodosh Yisrael heim anovim. Because the Jewish nation is a humble nation. It's a nation of humble people. Umaktinim atzman. We are a people who always keep ourselves small. Low key, kemoi shekosav, as the Torah testifies in Chumash Dvorim, ki atem hamaat mikol ha'amim. Hashem's Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jews, you know why Hashem loves you more than all other nations? Because you're the smallest. Ukemoi shedor shuazal, as the Gemara says, not just small in quantity, but small in how you carry yourselves. You don't carry yourselves like big shots in the world. You keep a low profile, low key. That's the way a Jew is supposed to carry himself among the other nations. This doesn't mean to walk with his head between his legs. This doesn't mean to think that we're stupid. It means to conduct ourselves with humbleness, with modesty, with tznius, not to be arrogant, not to show off our greatness, you know, to the other nations, and thereby arouse their ra'ayin, thereby arouse their jealousy, the kinna and sinna, etc. Ki yoidim, because the Jewish people know sheligdulosoi ein cheker, that Hashem's greatness is infinite. Ve'iefshel ahasik drochav hakdoshim b'shum sechel, and there is no possibility of any human being to be able to understand Hashem completely. Rakhem soimchem alemuna. Therefore, we rely most on our faith. As we received the heritage from our forefathers, from our rabbis. Ve'im efsher lahasig ulahoven ezeremez. And wherever it is possible for us to understand, to get an understanding about items pertaining to religion, Hashem, the Torah, Yiddishkeit, matov, wonderful. Good. There's nothing wrong with that. On the contrary, that's a positive item in Yiddishkeit. Uma she'ief shelohovin. However, in those areas of Yiddishkeit religion where each person on their level cannot understand, metzamtzemim sichlom miyad, we immediately shrink our brains. V'nishorim al mekaymon harishoin, and we switch over to the other place, to the other channel. Shehi emuna, which is faith. Which is faith. Shehim chazokim bo, which the Jewish people is very strong in. We're strong in faith. V'ayidei zeh, zeh v'zeh oyle biyodom. And if we conduct ourselves this way, if we keep low profile, and wherever we can, we try to understand, and wherever we can't, we're ready to turn on emuna, we're ready to switch to emuna, then we're successful in both areas. Ki kshurim udvukim belikus yisborach tomid al yedei choyzek ho'emuna val yedei hagdola sadas shezoichen al yedei ho'emuna shehi b'chinas tzimtzum. Because we're zoiche to become attached, solidly attached to Hashem. All the time, constantly, consistently, through our strong faith, and through our expanding our horizons in terms of knowledge and wisdom, which we're able to do because of our faith. Shehi bechinas tzimtzum. We said before, faith is a concept of a constriction. Shemagdimim hatzimtzum lahagdola sadas. Kemavur baternal. Where we always put this tzimtzum before the hagdola sadas. We always put our faith first, and then, once our faith is standing strong, then we try to understand as much as we can. But the faith is always the prerequisite. As we say when we're putting on tefillin in the morning, Ve'rastich li be'emunah v'yodates Hashem. First, I commit myself, I wed myself, I marry myself, I attach myself to Hashem with emunah, with faith. And then, when that's in place, then I'm ready for v'yodat Hashem. I'm ready to try to reach whatever levels of understanding I can right now. Shezeu b'chinas hagdomas mitzvah tzitzis litfilin. This is also the secret behind why a Jew puts on tzitzis before tefillin. Bechinas smoyloi tachas l'roishi v'yemino tichapkeni. Tchilo. The tzitzis represents the left. Smoyl makarav, smoyl doiche yemin makari. The concept of smoyl tchilo v'yachar kach v'yemino tichapkeni. Ayin shom. As we said, this concept of the left coming first and then the right. As Rabbeinu Zal touches on in Likutei Moran, again, in chapter 54, which is the chapter that this entire halacha is based on. Chapter 54 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Haynu shetzrichim lahakdim, lahamshich al atzmai b'chinas kedushas hatzimtzum, koidem shemamshichim al atzmai b'chinas hagdolas hadas. Meaning that a Jew has to always, first, make sure that his tzimtzum is in place, his emunah is in place, before he starts trying to advance in Hagdolas Hadas, in expanding his understanding. Ki I efsher lichnois b'hadas b'kdusha, ki im kishyesh lo tzimtzum b'kdusha, sheyeh chozok b'hatzimtzum shelo yetzei chutz me'agvul b'hagdolas ta'itach ha'shalom. Because it is impossible and it is wrong for a Jew to try to enter into understanding Hashem and understanding Yiddishkeit unless they first have the tzimtzum in place, unless their emunah is first in place solidly to ensure them that they're not going to go out of bounds in their trying to understand. And a person who's not solid in their emunah, Osurloi lahagdil daitoi klal. Such a person is not allowed to try to go into depth of understanding Hashem and understanding religion. Rak lismoich al emunah levad. But rather, to stick only to emunah, not to get involved in big deep learnings, etc. Interesting to note that when it comes to studying Kabbalah, secrets of Torah, there are many things mentioned. The Gemara says that a person should first be 40 years old, preferably, and that the person should first have completed Shas, and Shulchan Aruch filled his belly with Shas and Poiskim. And there are different rabbis that give different prerequisites to being permitted to study Kabbalah. The master, Rabbi Chaim Vitalzal, the closest student of the Arizal, and the Arizal was one of the most greatest revealers of secrets of Kabbalah, Reb Chaim Vitalzal writes that what he was taught by his rabbi was the one most important and most critical prerequisite to a person being permitted to study Kabbalah is a serious faith, a serious emunah. If a person's emunah in Hashem and emunah in the Torah is solid, really, really solid, and this person's attitude is that should I come across things in the Kabbalah that I don't understand, that don't make sense to me, etc., I will attribute it only to my limitation. I don't understand. Not it doesn't make sense. It makes perfect sense. My brain is not large enough right now to digest this properly, to understand it correctly. Reb Chaim Vitalzal writes, if that's the attitude, then such a person is permitted to and required to study Kabbalah, and they'll be successful. They'll succeed. The learning will make them more religious. It'll make them better in all ways. And if not, if a person is not solid in the Emunah Kedoshah, even if he's learned Shas 800 times, Chas Shalom, the limud of secrets of Torah can harm them, because if they'll come across things they won't understand, they won't have the ability, they won't have that emunah, that powerful emunah to fall back on, and chas v'shalom, they could make terrible mistakes. So this is Klal Yisrael. Aval ha'akum, whereas lahavdil, the other nations, v'horishoim, Moinen Lachama. They favor the sun over the moon. Shehi Bechinas Hagdola Sadas Levad Belit Simtsum Nikdusha. Meaning, they like to philosophize. They like to study, to understand. They want to understand everything. They think everything's an open book, and they have the right to question everything and to try to understand everything. Kihem Einom Roitzim Lismoich Alemuna. They're not willing to default Emunah, to say, this I don't understand right now, but I still believe. Just because I don't understand, that doesn't mean anything. I still, my faith is still solid, you know. Rakhem Gavsonim, but rather they are arrogant. Veroitzim Lohovin Miyad Badatom. And they think, they want to understand everything immediately. They think that at any time, any point in life, when they want to delve into trying to understand, you know, creation, understand Hashem, ethereal concepts, they think they're ready. And what happens is, they fail in both areas. They fail in the knowledge area, and they fail in the area of faith. Ki be'emes, Bahadas enoishi bevadai ein yecholim lahasig ulohavin shum dover midrochav hakdoshim isporah. Because the truth is, the reality is, that using human knowledge and human resources, it is impossible for a person to be able to truly understand correctly everything about Hashem and the ways of Hashem. This is the concept that's discussed in Sifrei Kabbalah, that when Hashem first created the world, and he first started to draw light into creation, at one point there was a breakage of vessels. Kaviyochel, Hashem started moving his light into certain vessels, and the vessels couldn't contain that light, and they shattered. Shehoyomachmas ribuyor. What brought that about was that the light was too great, too bright. Bechinas ribuy shemen, ribuy hashemen shegurim kibuy aner. As we know in general, when a person is dealing with a lantern, one of these oil lanterns, if you turn up the oil too high, if you open the throttle, you know, too wide, to let too much oil into the wick, you know, it drowns the wick. It extinguishes the candle instead of increasing its flame. Shemishom yinikosom shlas sitrachra voakum. And we know that from this concept of too much, that's where the sitrachra is able to draw from. That's where the goyim are able to draw from. When a person, when there's any extreme, a concept of too much, very good, that's associated with the sitrachra. The Medrash tells us that in the beginning of creation, by one of the days of creation, it says, Hashem saw everything he made, vehinei toiv, it was good. The Medrash says that refers to the Yetzer Tov. The following day it says that Hashem saw everything he created, vehinei toiv moid, and it was very good. The Gemara says, toiv moid, zumalach hamoves. Very extreme. That's something that the Malach HaMoves, the Sitrachra, draws from. Chas v'shalom. V'Hashem Yizborach Bores HaChama V'Alavona Sheyia Oyer Shneim Shovim. Hashem originally created the sun and the moon that their light should be equal. Ki be'emes Hayedia Beklolius V'Hayedia Beprotius Sheim Bechinas Hagdola Sadas V'Atzimtzum HaKoyel Echod. Because Rav Nosson tells us, because in reality, the general understanding of Hashem, the concept of Zikaron Dikdusha Beklolius, and the concept of Zikaron Dikdusha Beprotius, are both really one. And the concept of Hagdola Satas and Tzimtzum are both really one. Bebechinas Atohu Koidim Shebro Soilam, Vatu La'acha Shebro Soilam. As we say in our Tefillos, Hashem, you are the one before you created, and you are the one after you created. Meaning we know that creation, Bria, was a Tzimtzum of Oyer. And here the Pasuk is telling us that Kav Yochel, before creation and after creation, Hashem is still the same. So we see that the Hagdola Sadas and the Tzimtzum are really, really one. Bechinas Ani Hashem Lo Yishonisi. As the Pasuk says, I, Hashem, have never changed. I am unchanging. Ki Ze Elokim Elokeinu. Because this is Hashem, our Hashem. He's the same past, present, and future. The same Hashem who existed before creation took place is the same Hashem of today. It's just that we, our human minds, do not have the ability currently to understand perfectly how Hashem did this, how Hashem kaviyochel constricted himself in order to make room for a creation. Avul be'emes hakoel echot. However, in reality, it's all one. Ki hu yisporach hoyo choyve ve'yiyah bebchinas achas. Because Hashem was, is, and will be, and all of those are one. There's no difference between was and will be. Rak she'ev shalonu lachovin drochav yisporach b'sichleinu henoishi. It's just that we do not have the ability to understand Hashem perfectly using our human intellect. V'chein, and so too, hagdolas hadas v'hatzimtzum hakoel echod. So too, these two concepts, which seem to be totally opposite, the concept of a person expanding their horizons, expanding their knowledge, and the concept of tzimtzum, a person constricting, those two are really one. Ki b'mokoyim she'en onu mevinim, v'onu tzrichem letzamtzim sichleinu, onu chazokim be'munaseinu, ki ilu hoyu royim u'mevinim hadovor heitev be'enei sichleinu. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us one of the most critical rules in Yiddishkeit. When a Jew comes up to an aspect of Yiddishkeit which they don't understand, which they can't understand right now, that Jew turns on the emunah, and with their emunah, they're as strong in areas of Yiddishkeit which I do not understand, which I believe in, I accept it on faith, I do not understand it, I feel as strongly about those, exactly as strong as the areas that I do understand and that I do see. In other words, a Jew with his faith sees things as clearly as he does with his brain, with his understanding. There's no difference between the two by a truly religious Jew. His emunah, he has developed his emunah to such a point where to him, you ask him, is there a Hashem in the world? And the person says, yes. And you'll ask him, did you ever see him? No. Do I see it? No. So then how could you say such a thing? And a Jew who believes will say that I see Hashem, this Hashem who I don't see, my belief in Hashem is a billion times stronger than things that I see with my eyes. If you ask me to look outside now and I see the sun, I see it's daylight outside, I can tell you I'm 99% sure that it's daytime right now. Because again, we know there's optical illusions. We know that a person could be in a movie set or something where the person's there, you know, it looks like it's mamish in the middle of the day, and suddenly they cut the tissue paper, you know, that, and the guy sees that it's pitch black outside. That was a mirage. They took him into a room. It made him look mamish like it's the middle of broad daylight and it was thick of the night. So in terms of what I see with my eyes, I can say I'm almost sure. I'm pretty sure what I believe with my faith. There it's not 99.9. There it's 101 plus. You know, those, you tell me what I believe in. Do I believe that Hashem created the world? Do I believe that there's one Hashem? Do I believe that the Torah is from Sinai? That's not 99.9. There's no unclear. What do you mean? You didn't see, you're right. I didn't see it with my eyes. I see it with my emunah, which sees at least as good as what I see with my physical eyes. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds in chapter 62 in the first half of Likutei Moharan, paragraph A, in explaining a statement in the Zohar HaKadosh which speaks about hidden and revealed. Hashem originally intended and wanted the entire world to operate this way. That the Hagdola Sadas and the Tzimtzum, the Sechel and the Emuna should be equal in strength and equal in power. V'alkein boro shnei hamoyro shovim kanal. And this is why Hashem originally created the sun and the moon equal, to show that the Hagdola Sadas and the Tzimtzum, the Sechel and the Emuna, are equal. Aval hayoreach kitrago meiroso. However, the moon, kavyachol, was insecure, was afraid of ra'ayin, and therefore came with a complaint. Va'omra and said, Yef shalabez malach mishnam shkesvechot. Can't have two kings sharing one crown. Ki hoysa misyora mehora'ayin. Because the moon was afraid of this concept of ra'ayin. She'ikar yinikosoi mechochmas chitzonius. Whereby this ra'ayin draws its energy from chochmas chitzonius, from the other wisdoms of the world, other than the wisdom of Torah. She'ikar mibchinas hagdola sadas belitzim tzum kanal, whereby these forces draw their energy from those people who go into hagdola sadas, who try to go into studying deeply and understanding without boundaries, without limitations, without knowing I can only go this far, I can only understand this far. Vialkein nikro ra'ayin. And this is why this concept is referred to as Ra'ayin Kienayim al Shem HaChochmanemar. Because we know the eyes are synonymous with Chochma. Kama Shekosov, as the Torah says, Vatipokachna Einei Shnehem. Kama Shepirish Rashi. When the Torah writes about Odom and Chava, it says, Vatipokachna Einei Shnehem. Their eyes were opened. The word Tipok Pikeach is used. Pikeach means Chochma, Sechel. So we see that the eyes are synonymous with Sechel. Vehu ra'ayin, hainu chochmois rois. So therefore, just like there's toivayin, there's chochma tova, which is referred to as tovayin, there's chochma ra. There's a bad type of learning, which refers to these chochmas chitzonius, sheboim al yodom lapikursus akfirois, which lead people into disbelief in Hashem, into denial of Hashem. Ki einom roitzem lahakten atzmon letzamtzem sichlom neged avosenu rabbeinu hakdoshim v'lismach aleihem. These people refuse to make themselves small and to say, we accept what we receive from our forefathers, from the previous generations, the previous rabbis, or our grandparents, you know, their heritage. V'loi dai lohem bozeh. And if this is not bad enough, kiim oid einayim ro al kol halchim bedarchay senak deshim leschazik tamid bezikaron adam haba. These people, not only do they refuse to accept faith in Hashem and faith in religion, but they look badly, they look down upon and with a negative eye upon those people who do believe in Hashem, upon those people who are religious, who do have faith. Ki ho'akum he'mizgarim tomid b'Yisrael. Because the other nations are always looking to attack and tease and harm the Jewish people. Ve'enom ro'aleim. They're always jealous. They're always looking negatively upon us. Ad she'mishtal shel misham b'chinas ra'ayin afilu b'ein Yisrael b'atzmam b'kama kama b'chinas. And unfortunately, this extends even further, to the point where it infiltrates the Jewish people, to the point where there are Jews who look with a ra'ayin upon other Jews. There are people among the Jewish people who are not religious, not observant, lacking in faith, and they look upon the religious with a ra'ayin, with a terrible, negative look. Bekama v'kama b'chinas, and there are many different variations of this, many she'yef shelaporta, which we can't even go into, you know, listing all the different variations of the ra'ayin. Ach kol echod yuchal lohovin biatzmoi ad hechon magia pegam orayin. However, each and every one of us can understand ourselves, you know, all the different flavors and variations of this ra'ayin that affect Klal Yisrael even. V'halavono shibchinas tzimtzum emuna hoysa misyora mize shelo yizgaber chas v'shalom hora'ayin al yidei kinoso v'yapil shikcha legamri. And the moon was concerned about this. The moon was worried about this. The moon, which represents tzimtzum, was afraid that this ra'ayin, through its jealousy, shouldn't gain such power to be able to impose a shikcha, to destroy the zikor and dikdusha, and to throw shikcha upon the world. Ubiksha eizet tikun alzeh. And therefore the moon asked Hashem for some kind of solution to this problem. V'heishiv lo Hashem izborach, Hashem's response was, l'chi umat yatzmeich. Okay, then you step down. You shrink. Because since you're worried, you're concerned about this ra'ayin, bevadai yesh lecho lisyorei. That shows that you have to be concerned. You're the one who has to be worried about it. Ubehechrich shetimai tatzmacha. And therefore, you have to shrivel up. You have to shrink yourself. Kimi she'ein loy koyach lamoid keneged horayin, because a person who feels afraid of the ra'ayin and vulnerable to it, that person has to hide, shrink themselves, and hide from the ra'ayin. Ki hora'ayin shehu hasitrachra behechra shlo yizbat legamri adein kates kemuva. Because the ra'ayin must exist. It must, ra'ayin, which is synonymous with the sitrachra, must exist. There must be a sitrachra. It cannot be eliminated completely, kemuva, as is explained in Sifrei Kabbalah, kedei sheyeh bechira boilam, in order that there should remain free choice in the world. We know that one of the most important reasons for which Hashem created the world was that there should be free choice. In order that there should be free choice, there has to be a sitra achra. There has to be ra'ayin. V'al kein behechrich shetismai et or ha'levona, kedei shlo yiru ha'koil gedulas Yisrael shemoinim ha'levona, ma shemasigin al yidei amona shemchana simtsum, kedei shlo yizgaru bono b'yoyser. So that all should not see the greatness of the Jewish people, you know, who follow the moon, and see what the Jews achieve through their faith, which is Tzimtzum, because if the other nations will see that clearly, then they'll fight us even stronger. Kimi she'ein loy koyach lamoid kenegdom, tzorech levroyach mipneim kanal. Because as we said earlier, a person who is not on the level to be able to stand up to the ra'ayin and take it on has to run away from it, has to avoid, has to hide from it.